102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger, JP at 7:05.
Coming up next, the Nazis are coming. Is this can't be true, though, is it?
It looks like it's a true news story. It's in New York Post, and it's about Yaphank. We'll talk about it next. I feel like it's not 2015 talking about this, but there's like a real story of...
I'm going to read it now.
...real stuff and German descent.
I did see a headline in Newsday that somebody couldn't sell their house because it was
exactly
some Nazi
right.
rules or something.
Talk about it next on BAB. Roxanne! 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 7:08.
Is it wrong?
Anybody who lives in Yaphank doesn't want to hear this story, but it's a news story and it's out there.
Is it wrong that I find this funny?
Well,
I find it funny that there is a...
Okay. I know what you mean.
So the headline is, suburb founded by Nazi backers still excludes non-whites in a suit. And this is from the New York Post.
That's from a lawsuit, right.
A New York suburb that was established by Nazi sympathizers in the years leading up to World War II still uses discriminatory housing practices to ensure its residents remain white, according to a lawsuit filed this week. A couple who lived in Yaphank, a hamlet of 6,000 people about 65 miles east of New York City, claims the organization that owns the land under their homes enforces bylaws requiring homeowners to be primarily of German ancestry. In a lawsuit filed on Monday in federal court in Central Islip, Philip Neer and Patricia Flynn Neer said the German-American Settlement League had violated federal housing laws.
Right. And it's not like all of Yaphank. It's a park called Siegfried Park.
Let me just get this next paragraph and we'll jump. Quote, since its incorporation in 1937, the GASL has excluded non-whites from its membership, recreational programs, and summer homes in favor of new residents with German ancestry. How the hell have they flown under the radar since 1937?
I don't know.
Nobody
I don't
has
know
tried
how this
to
exists.
Pick. Nobody has picked up on this. Nobody?
It's also a lawsuit. Is it being exaggerated? Because it doesn't seem possible in 2015 for this to exist.
The headline I ran yesterday, and I couldn't find it in time, was in Newsday yesterday that a couple was having a hard time selling its home because of this law. So now that this rule. So I guess the German ancestry, whatever it is, they own the property.
Right.
And everybody bought the houses,
and
but they remain to
exist.
Own the property.
Yes. And the president of that group says the community's rules are misunderstood and not exclusionary. So, I mean, it's going to go to court.
Right. They're going to lose.
But, I mean, is the language of the law, you know how lawsuits are. Things are trumped up. Is this really exaggerating or this really exists? Because it says.
You mean to tell me it took until 2015 for this to be an issue?
In the lawsuit, there's a recent photo of a Nazi medallion atop a German flag in the community clubhouse. Really? Is this really going on right now? It's so hard to believe. On an island that isn't very low percentage Jewish. How does that even occur on this island?
Just says Buzzkill. What do you think, Buzzkill?
Well, I mean, and this is just ridiculous. It's like something out of the South.
It's hard to believe. I mean, I think that's why you said it. You find it kind of funny. It's like back to the past.
I find it hysterical. If this is the case and say this is true, and I kind of believe it. I do, but I don't know how they got away with it.
I know.
That's what I find funny. The fact that they were able to do this and get away with it from 1937 to 2015.
Right. It's not like Yaphank
is not
marching
exactly,
around, but they're saying that it's all German descendants who, I guess, are white. So that's what they limit it to. I get the German thing. I don't get... Is it a Nazi thing? I don't know. It's so strange to even think it exists. Well, we're going to see because it's going to court.
Yeah.
Then the facts will come out and see what this really is. I do find it hard to believe, but I guess it's possible. 7-Eleven. Herr Lindner.
Hysterical.
Happens to be Jewish.
Yeah.
I mean, happens to be German.
Yeah.
Here's Ted.
Sympathizer.
Yeah. LIE westbound as you
2.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 7:21. We're just talking about that little community in Yaphank, which has now become a news story. It's everywhere. That you have to be of German descent to get in there. It's like started with the Nazis back in like the 30s. This guy knows about it, he says. Go ahead, BAB. You've been there, you've seen it. It really exists.
It's very real.
Really?
I live in Medford, and I'm not sure if this is true, but I don't even think you're allowed in there. It's a gated community. They've got a guard at the gate. crazy.
So they would tell you they only let in residents, though.
I need somebody to explain to me how they got away with it until 2015.
Yeah. I literally have no idea.
I'm sure they don't say at the gate, you're not white, you can't come in. They say you're not a resident. You have to own one of the 50 houses.
That's what they do. Then you get into the hole where you can't buy a house there if you're not of German descent.
Okay.
And, you know, they look at your last name on your license, and then they determine, they kind of make a judgment based on that. It's crazy. It's weird. I've been in there.
Yeah, you've sat at the gate?
My last name is very clearly German. I'm pretty sure that was the only reason I was allowed in there.
Thanks, yeah, dude.
No problem.
Wow. So there's a guy who actually has been through it. So he says it's real. It actually exists. Not just a news story or a trumped up lawsuit.
It can't be.
It's hard to believe.
So they had to sell a lot of these homes over the course from 1937 till now.
Right. Many times.
And what? They just put their arm around? You're not going to sell to these Jews, right? How did they pull that one off? Since 1937? No blacks either, right?
Roger, JP.